Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Shit! Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Lucky you were here.
Yeah, for you, sure.
And the dishes, I guess.
Yeah, and the dishes. I'm sorry. No.
No, really.
Okay, me first. I'm sorry I left you here. I don't know what I was thinking.
You were thinking that when we started this whole order destiny thing, you were really starting to like your life. You were thinking that you gave up your life to fulfill a destiny our parents chose for us. And St. Andrews was the way for you to get away.
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to get away from you.
I know that.
Luther kidnapped you, and that's on me.
We thought he was dead. That's on... I don't know. Vampires as a concept in general.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have gotten you.
Callum, we're in danger every single day of our lives. And that's not on you, or me, or anyone but our shitty hand in life. Okay? Some people get to be the protectors and... some people get to be the protected. And we drew the short straw. I'll always forgive you for leaving.
Why?
Because you'll always come back when I need you to.
I didn't really think you'd miss me if I left.
Callum. You're my twin brother. That comes before anything else.
Yeah. With everything, I think I just...
I know. Don't forget again.
Don't forget to remind me.
No. Man, it's like the first thing people will see. Since when do you care what people will think? You tried to put bunsen over the fireplace? Mom said there were two.
Oh, Callum. Welcome home.
Hey, all you ghouls, geeks, and scream queens. I'm Jocelyn Mathers, and this is Behind the Screams. I, for one, am so glad we're back. Tonight, we are graciously joined by Liz Alfaro, one of the writers of Bloodlines. And I hear you're bringing us some big news.
Well, I certainly wouldn't have struggled into a real pair of pants for small news, Jocelyn.
But no hints. You all have got to stick around for Liz's big reveal from the writer's room. Because, I mean, okay, that's certainly one way to kick off season 5. Am I right? You've got to tell us, Liz. How do you do it?
Every season you ask, and every season it's the same answer. A lot of caffeine, very little sleep, and one manic, chaotic genius.
You mean?
Warren Young.
It has been a while since the creator extraordinaire has graced my little humble set. But I'm always thrilled to have you in his place, Liz. You've been a part of the show since the beginning, haven't you?
That's right. Warren gave me my first staff writer gig back on season 1.
And now you're executive producer! Tell us about that journey.
Oh, man, yeah. Warren and I were both new to LA before Bloodlines even got picked up. We were waiting tables at the same... Am I allowed to curse on this show?
Oh, you know we love a live bleep. Right, ghoulies? So, take us there. You're waiting tables.
Right, yeah. We're both waiting tables in this little cafe in Burbank near one of the studios. And I don't know what we thought was going to happen. Some major producer was going to come in, love how he filled his coffee cup, and say, "Hey, you look like a writer. Let me make your dreams come true." But you know how it is out here. You've got a dream, and you want to feel like you're as close to it as possible.
Burbank feels very big Hollywood dream adjacent.
God, yeah. Warren and I spent like a year there. A few months in, we start swapping scripts, and then a few months after that, he's like, "Liz, listen, I've got this script, and it's about vampire hunters, and before you say anything, just read it, okay? I don't need your judgy attitude ruining a good thing."
Oh, no.
Yes. But he was right. We were young, and I was a bit of a snob. Everyone thinks they're going to write the next big American classic when they're in their 20s, right? But Warren handed me something so much better.
Bloodlines?
Well, a very messy, very rough first draft of what would become the Bloodlines we all know and love. But even on that draft, you could just tell Bex and Callum had this special spark. It scratched this itch that I never even knew I had.
I love that. Tell us what happens next.
Okay, so Warren starts going crazy over it. Real obsessive. I mean, that can't eat, can't sleep till it's done kind of thing. And I am eating every draft up. And then, well, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret.
Let's all lean in, folks.
Everyone thinks this whole Hollywood thing happens overnight, you know? But Warren worked on that script day and night for months before he sent it to his agent, and then for months after that, we kept waiting tables, waiting for his phone to ring.
And?
And it finally did. Someone wanted Bloodlines. Warren kept waiting tables with me while he made the pilot, and then he waited some more, and then finally, he gets the call.
Bloodlines was going to series.
Exactly.
Okay. And tell me where you fit in. How do you go from a table-waiting Cinderella to Warren Young's right-hand woman?
Honestly, look, people can say what they want about Warren Young.
Oh, they have.
But look, you can't say he isn't loyal. After the show got picked up, he came back to our little coffee shop and he's like, "Liz, hang up your apron."
Oh, did you wear aprons?
We did not, but Warren's got a flair for the dramatic, and he'd probably rehearse the whole thing with the apron line. He wasn't going to do an on-the-fly rewrite.
Ah, bummer. Love the visual of you two in aprons, honestly.
Anyways, he tells me to hang up my apron because, and I quote, "You've got a one-way ticket to Baker, and I can't let you miss the train."
Cheesy.
Extremely, but I hung up my metaphorical apron
and started writing like one of the most feminist shows on television right now.
Yeah, sure.
Staff writer to executive producer. I mean, can we get a round of applause for the growth?
Oh man, it's really just a fancy title for more responsibility, but yeah, I like to say that while the show grew, so did the rest of us. Except Luther, of course. Immortality is great for wrinkle prevention.
I have to say, you had us all worried there. Not a single Luther sighting until the last few seconds.
I know, but good things are worth waiting for, don't you think?
I'll always wait for a bad boy. And it looks like Bex might agree with me.
You know, Jocelyn, I think you might be onto something there.
Miss Alfaro, are you trying to tell me something?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean, Jocelyn.
Speaking of my deepest, darkest personal fantasies, let's talk secrets. You came here to reveal one.
Oh, is it that time already?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Should Liz tell us her secret? Right here on live television? Okay, Liz, what do you say? Can you let us in on your dirty little secret?
Oh, gosh. Well, you guys aren't going to tell anyone, right? It'll stay between us.
Your secrets are always safe with us.
Well, okay. Look, Warren, the cast, the rest of the writers, and I, we all know how much you guys love this show and the characters behind it. And we love how creative it makes all of you. We've heard about the fan art, the video edits, and the fan fiction.
Uh-oh. Who gave you guys internet access? Quick, everyone, delete your browser history.
No, look, we think it's amazing, honestly. All of our careers started with a story, and we love that you all want to dive into every facet of that story, which is why we want to meet one of you.
Do you guys smell that? Because I think I smell a contest.
You know, Jocelyn, I think you're right. There is definitely a hint of contest in the air.
Oh, can I tell them? Please let me tell them.
Be my guest.
All right. Listen up, bloodsuckers. You heard it here first. Bloodlines is holding a fan fiction contest. They're on the lookout for the best writer in the coven. And if you think that's you, we want to read your story. Now, Liz, are there any rules?
Hit us with no more than 5,000 words, and don't pout at me, but let's keep it clean, okay? Strictly PG-13.
She's on the internet, y'all. She sees you.
Pick your favorite character or characters, anything from Bloodlines that's in your heart, and show us what you think makes the show tick.
Love that! And I get the fun part, the prize. We're going to fly the winner and a friend out to LA so you can see the magic happen. You'll get to visit set, get your very own vampire makeover, and have dinner with our very favorite creator, Warren Young. Warren will personally be picking the winner, so make sure those 5,000 words are the best you've got. That's our show tonight, everyone. Liz, thanks for bringing us the biggest news we've ever had.
Always a pleasure, Jocelyn. Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome on my couch, Liz. We'll see you next week, everyone. Make sure to stick around for a preview from next week's episode. I'm Jocelyn Mathers, and remember, what doesn't bite you makes you stronger.
This episode of Behind the Screams was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Casterline Villar as Bex, Torian Brackett as Callum, Dallas Seeker as Luther, Madison Garris as Jocelyn, and Marissa Tandon as Liz. Sound design is by Newton Shottlecotty. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at @ThatVampShow or join us on our website at TandonProductions.com.